With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. A bill to help inmates get a new life started has cleared the House. The measure requires the Department of Corrections to help inmates get a Real ID driver's license or Real ID card. State Representative Brian Hill.
We know if we get someone a job in the first 21 days of release from incarceration, they're 90% less likely to return, saving tax dollars.
Representative Hill says the bill was requested by multiple employers. The measure now moves to the Senate. The Oklahoma Senate has approved a bill to require every school district in the state to ban cell phones all day long at school for 1 year. After that, the bill leaves it up to each district whether to continue the ban. State Senator Adam Pugh.
I believe this is the crisis of this generation. The addiction to digital technology is ruining young people's educational experiences.
Where such bans have been in place, grades have improved, discipline issues are down, and kids are actually interacting with each other again. The House gets the bill next. Toughening up on state law against undocumented people is the goal. HB 1362 makes it a felony for an undocumented person who breaks the law. Representative Michelle McCain contends this bill is only being in lockstep with the president instead of finding a solution.
This is unnecessary. This is part of some fear-mongering propaganda that we do not need to further in this body.
The bill heads to the state Senate for consideration. For repeat DUI offenders, a bill that has cleared the House would require that bond be posted before being released from jail. Representative Emily Geis.
This is a request of the Court of Criminal Appeals. OP is behind this as well as many other DAs and victims of impaired drivers.
The bill passed on a vote of 76-12 and now heads to the Senate. Covering the state capitol, I'm Jacqueline Ferris on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.